If the committee would come to order, this is the House Finance Committee meeting. It is 8:25 in the morning of May the 8th, I think. Members, we have present today Representative Moses, Davis, Foster, myself, Terrio, Martin, and Davies. Minority and majority have to go to caucus this morning in just a few minutes. I would like to take up Senate Bill 3, and then we will perhaps try to get to Senate Bill 149.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Myrna Maynard, and I'm staff to Senator Drew Pierce. The Senate Bill 3 that is before you this morning came about as a result of an article in the Anchorage paper dealing with Juneau. And the heading was, Juneau puts aside curfew plans. City officials have set aside plans for a youth curfew, saying they would need changes in state law before the proposal could work. The Juneau Assembly's Human Resources Committee plans to recommend that the city begin lobbying the legislature to allow curfew violations to be handled in state district courts. The district courts now handle juvenile offenses related to alcohol, tobacco, traffic, fish and game, and parks and recreation, said City Attorney John Corso. Other juvenile offenses are handled by the State Division of Health and Youth Services, which does not have the resources to process curfew cases. If the city convinces the legislature to allow courts to handle the cases, Juneau would have a new curfew law in place next fall, said Kathy Munoz, the Human Resources Committee chairwoman. Meanwhile, Juneau youths are still supposed to obey an existing curfew intended to keep them off the street at night. But it's a weak law because we cannot issue citations. And they did not lobby us. We happened to see the article, and Senator Pierce then put this bill into effect.
It's my understanding that unless the municipality has their own municipal court system, no citations are issued because there's no court to take the violation
right
to?
The process is they go through DFYS and then through Superior Court if necessary. And DFYS, as we all know, has more on its plate than it can handle now. So curfew violators are very low on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Representative Martin.
Motion to.
Are there questions for the witness?
Yeah, so this is pretty much just a local option bill. There's still, you know, when they establish a curfew ordinance, they can establish different degrees of penalties, I would imagine.
Exactly. Anchorage has enforced the a municipal court, and they also have a juvenile court. And so they do a lot of these things through a hearing officer. But Anchorage has the population to support that kind of activity, and Juneau doesn't. So,
Representative Davies, you have an amendment that you're working on.
If you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I would appreciate. I know that people testifying on the next bill need to leave, and what I'd prefer if we could would be to take up, I believe it's 149 right now, and I think we could deal with that one quickly, and then I'd like to come back with a little more discussion on this one and come back at 11 or 10.
Well, once we break this morning, we won't come back till this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
So Are you waiting for an amendment, or?
Well, I have it drafted here. I haven't just, you know, I think we need a little more discussion, and I know that we're supposed to be in caucus right now, so.
Well, before we break away, Mr. Butkane, did you want to testify on the bill?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Robert Butkane. I'm a juvenile probation officer with the Division of Family and Youth Services, and I'm here on behalf of the Department of Health and Social Services. I just wanted to go on record for the department that we have a concern with the language. Moving curfew into district court exposes our youth facilities to an increased population referral. There's language in other legislation before the House, House Bill 16 as an example, that would limit sanctions for curfew violations to civil remedies only, and we would prefer to have something in place that limited the district court's ability to place young people in detention for violation of curfew. We are in favor of empowering communities to take control, to assume greater responsibilities, but the way the bill is written, we are concerned that the district court has the option to detain curfew violators, and that creates pressures on our already stressed detention facilities.
Just so you would want just fines, basically,
for civil,
no,
yes.
No community.
Well, service. Community work service is fine, but to limit them strictly to civil sanctions as opposed to just a district court authority, which then also includes a detention capability.
Do you have a response?
Yes, having spoken to Judge Froelich, who does the juvenile court here in Juneau, he feels that the additional workload won't be that bad because 75 to 80% of these curfew violators are already there for tobacco and alcohol. So I think what Senator Pierce had in mind was to, if we can deter some of these kids at the beginning, their parents have to come with them when they receive the summons, and get them to stop doing these things before it gets too far down the road. And I think going to court before a judge is a little more serious to them, perhaps.
Chairman?
Mr. Martin?
One of it better, even though most bills that we passed are not perfect, but with a little experiment, we find out how to adjust them. And because of the timing, I believe this bill is really pertinent for the city of Juneau, and that maybe it may help them this summer and this fall pertaining to juvenile curfews. And if it's not that offensive, would it be okay if we get this through as a stopgap right now and allow the community to do something, and maybe next session with some of the other bills adjust the concerns? Is it better to pass this, do you think, right now to give the community a little control, and then with an experiment we can see what happens?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Martin, again, we do support taking action to give communities greater abilities to deal with issues that they are confronted with. Right now, historically, the city of Juneau has detained people who have failed to appear or failed to comply on these types of regulations. That's resulted in an 8% number in the detention population here at Juneau, the Johnson Youth Center. That's not a large number, but when you have 20-some-odd young offenders in an 8-bed facility, any amount is increased pressure. Again, if this were limited to just a civil remedy, then that would help lighten some of the pressures and stresses on the overcrowded facility here in Juneau. It's difficult for me to say whether, you know, we can go with this or not. Again, the department's position is that we really want to try to limit it to a civil sanction as opposed to leaving it where the district court would be able to detain for a curfew violation.
Representative Davies, is your amendment geared towards this issue?
Yeah, it's the civil issue.
Okay. We'll hold the bill until this afternoon so we can take a look at the amendment. But I do want to take action on the bill first thing this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take up Senate Bill 149 right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Gary Peska, and I'm here representing the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association.
And for the record, I'm Jay Livey, Deputy Commissioner of Health and Social Services.
Mr. Chairman, the department and the association have been working together on this bill this year. The departmental hearing officer has recently called into question whether or not Alaska statutes specifically allow the department to use Medicaid audits to set Medicaid reimbursement rates for hospitals and nursing homes. This bill would specify that they may use those audits for that purpose. Federal law requires that those audits be performed, and the association believes that this bill will help that process work.
Mr. Chairman, the department has been working with we've been working with ASHNA on this bill and in the writing of it, and we support the bill also.
And it's not very often that you agree on things.
I'm only sorry that Representative Hanley isn't here to see this.
It's a full opportunity, Mr. Chairman.
You mentioned it to me the other day. Because I wasn't anticipating this coming up till this afternoon, I didn't have a chance to call Fairbanks Memorial. Their position on this would be?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Fairbanks Memorial? Are they part of your association?
Yeah.
Would
I'm sorry.
Part of Memorial Hospital.
No, Fairbanks Memorial.
They're part of the
hospital
association.
Fairbanks.
Yes.
Would be supported.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I'm sorry. I need a hearing aid, Mr. Chairman.
My house better wait.
Are there questions for the department?
You want to move it?
Move it.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and move SB 149 out of the committee with the attached fiscal note and with individual recommendations.
If there are no objections, the bill will move, and we'll be back together this afternoon at 1:30.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman, my bill coming up this afternoon at 500 million savings.
It's on the bottom.
It's on the rolling.
The Senate voted out of committee with an amendment to the Capitol.
I was going to say, Terry, you've been...